Oracle has spoken to me. Visions of what's to come. The rise of good against evil.
What are we gonna do?
We'll fight.
Unlike most films about slavery, which have focused on the perseverance and sacrifice of slaves in the American South during the antebellum era, The Birth of a Nation talks of rebellion and revenge.
Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishments on those peoples.
The film follows Nat Turner's journey to radicalization and rebellion. A studious boy, Nat was likely taught to read by his white masters and became a recognized preacher in the slave community. His ability to soothe and console the enslaved hearts of his brethren was exploited by slave owners who saw the word of the Bible as a way to teach slaves passivity and obedience to the white master.
Submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
During his preaching tours, Turner saw so much abuse against the slaves, he could no longer turn the other cheek.
Brethren,
the more pain he witnessed, the more his sermons became combative, defiant, and aggressive. He was punished severely, his wife raped. Turner did not submit. Barker says he got invested in the story not only as a filmmaker and an actor, but also as an activist.
Understanding the importance of Nat Turner and projecting the story in a way that's positive and honest has been on my soul since the moment I said I need to make this film.
Black bodies swinging in the southern.
The film is powerful in its cinematography, its attempts at historic accuracy, and its compelling story of systemic prejudice and abuse.
Learned your lesson, boy.
Oh, yes. I've learned.
Unfortunately, the movie, which had an early Oscar buzz, may be doomed to obscurity because of resurfacing allegations that Parker once raped a young woman during his college years. Although he was acquitted in court in 2001, the news is threatening to overshadow the film.
Strange fruit.
Time will tell if The Birth of a Nation will survive its controversial filmmaker, as well as its controversial message that, for the oppressed, sometimes the way to redemption is by the sword.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington, D.C.